Are we ever truly free from nature and culture? Those two elements define civilization. The painting consists of a face inspired by Chinese architecture and the body of an island. What Du Kun is trying to portray in the Zen Temple of Techno is that nature and culture are embedded in humans. They work together in harmony to create or destroy. As a daughter of an architect, I was drawn to this work of art for many clear reasons. Du Kun uses Chinese architecture and Chinese natural landscapes to sculpt evocative human portraits. He is trying to depict the fact that nature, culture, and humans work together to make the world what it is today. Without nature, humans would cease to exist, and without humans, there is no culture. Nature is the body or foundation of everything. In the painting, it is shown that the body is made up of an island. Greenery lines the body of the head, and in the distance you can see a couple of small birds, putting the figure's mammoth scale into perspective. The hair looks like roots with a smaller temple on top, and if you look at the neck, you can see the little plants. When you look even closer, you can see the tiny gold details and different colored wood. The ears, at first, may look very odd because they aren't usually shaped like that, but the octagon is one of the most sacred shapes in Chinese culture. Octagonal ears might indicate the wisdom that comes from careful listening, and the head of the structure is architectural, while the rest of the body is made up of natural structure, indicating that the head and the heart need to work together, just as nature, culture, and humans need to work together. All of these elements coalesce to form one figure. Du Kun's work is rich with meaning and layered with detail, allowing different people to read it in different ways. This has been Charmy with another Bulldog Art Tour.